Jaguars postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor will break down today's game. Jeff Loggeman will have player interviews and an exclusive conversation with head coach Doug Marrone. Jaguars postgame is presented by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Jaguars postgame starts right now.
Welcome in. Bizarre game in San Fran goes the Niners' way, 44-33. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, no Fred Taylor tonight. Jaguars postgame. The Jags fall to a record of 10-5, but they are the AFC South division champions with the Titans' loss to the Rams earlier today. San Francisco, one of the hottest teams in the last month of the season in the NFL. They're now 5-10 with their win. The first ever game in NFL history to end 44-33 just kind of sums up the bizarre day at the ballpark.
Yeah, it's an oddity there. Look, San Fran had been a hot team, JP. I don't think that makes them a good team necessarily. Certainly not a team that should be putting up 44 points on this Jaguar defense. I think, fortunately for the Jags, they did win the AFC South. They don't have to worry about that next week. If Pittsburgh wins tomorrow, the Jags are locked into the 3 seed. There's really nothing you can do to improve or fall back in the AFC standings, and they would host the home game the first week of the playoffs. But I tell you, man, just from the jump, the defense looked out of sorts today. You didn't have pinpoint Blake Bortles today. He was throwing a lot of bad balls. Not every interception, I'm saying, is 100% on him, but it was a stat line that got puffed up by the fact that they were going, you know, everything foot to the floor the final 5 minutes or so of the game, just throwing on every down. He threw for over 380 yards, but I don't think he'll want to remember this one in the time capsule, let's put it that way.
No, not at all. Pick six, the 12th in his career. First of this season. Bortles has managed that part of the game this year, but that was the second touchdown for San Francisco. And then the game kind of turned a bit with the blocked extra point return for two. It was 16-2, and the Jags offense got going. Long drive right after that, 11-play drive to get a touchdown, another touchdown to Strong, and a random crazy carom catch in the end zone that tied the game 16-16 at halftime. And then back and forth, again, as the guys were saying on the broadcast, a game of runs, almost a basketball type of feel here, go up and down the floor.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, give credit to the 49ers for having a good game plan for isolating. We talked about it at halftime. Kyle Juszczyk got out there and really hurt them in the first half. Yep. They hurt the Jags with George Kittle up the seam. You know, Marquise Goodwin had a few catches right out of the gates. You didn't hear from him the rest of the game. They did a pretty good job shutting that down. But overall, I mean, look, the defense, I'm sure, is steam. This is the worst performance that they've had all season long.
You know, Goodwin didn't do much after he got his head ripped off by Dante Fowler on the clothesline, probably.
There's that as well. But that came much later in the game. He hadn't, there was a large stretch in between the last catch and the clothesline.
Yeah, have something to do with it. The three touchdowns off turnovers today for San Francisco's offense. The one pick six, of course, and then two short drives on short fields to punch it in. So the turnovers, yeah, made more costly because they punched in touchdowns after that today.
Oh, no question about it. And I'm sure Jag fans, if they're listening right now, are thinking, well, when are they going to talk about the turnover that should have been for the Jags on, you know, Matt Breida? It was an eye blink of a forward progress call, and Dante Fowler had him stop. They went down and scored a touchdown on that drive we were talking about here in the studio as the game was progressing. Had they not gotten that touchdown, even if the Jags didn't get any points, it changes the complexion of the final 5 minutes of that football game. But look, too much offense for the 49ers, even as we watch a replay of the final run by Matt Breida. They still had a chance to stop them.
Let's go back to Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara. The first word with head coach Doug Marrone. He's with Jeff Loggeman.
Thank you, JP. Doug, you knew it was going to be a challenging game. 49ers had been able to reel off three games in a row and travel across the coast to the West Coast to face this football team at their place. Not an easy game, and certainly back and forth throughout.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously early on, you know, they jumped up, you know, made plays early on. You know, we didn't, and then we were able to, you know, come back. They were up 16-0. We get the block extra point, return it, you know, get it to two, and then wind up going in at halftime, you know, tied 16-16. You know, I think we come out, and then obviously we drove down the field, kicked the field goal. And then, you know, obviously we had three turnovers that all resulted in, obviously, you know, 7 points each way, which is always difficult to do. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we've got to do a better job with our composure. you know, when it comes down to penalties, that was, you know, addressed on the sideline and then obviously in here in the locker room, you know, to get where we want to go. We want to give them credit. You know, the opposing team, they made plays. They did a nice job. And then at the end of the day, you know, it starts with me, then it goes to the assistant coaches, and it goes to the players. I mean, I don't think there's, you know, a finger you can point in this game. You know what I'm saying? I think we, you know, collectively lost to a team that made more plays than us, and, you know, we made mistakes, and we've got to correct it. This team has always bounced back. And, you know, we've got to get ready to go. We're playing a division opponent next week. We're 2-1 in this quarter, and our goal is to win the quarter. So this team has always responded well, and they need to make sure they step up and do the same thing what they've been doing all year.
Bittersweet that today you end up AFC South division champs, but yet you don't win here in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like I told the players, you know, obviously you earn those things, you know, and – you know, the what's disappointing is, you know, you come out and you play a game like this, and, you know, at the end of the day, you're not able to enjoy it, you know, the way you want to. So, you know, we're going to keep our focus, you know, on correcting the mistakes that we've made, you know, going out. You know, we got to get on the road again, got to fly back, get on the road again, go to Nashville, play a division opponent, and win a game, and then we'll focus on, you know, what comes after that, you know, after that game.
Couple of injuries in this ball game, and obviously that's of much importance going forward. Cam Robinson, Jalen Strong, any news to report on those guys?
I don't have any news yet because I just got done speaking with the team, and then, you know, I usually go into the press conference. But, you know, I think we'll see how it goes with those guys, and then obviously, you know, hopefully we're going to get some players back at the, you know, the wide receiver position come next week.
All right, Doug, thanks. Merry Christmas.
Great. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Jeff.
There's Doug Marrone, Jaguars head coach, just outside the locker room at Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara. Yeah, penalties in this ballgame. 12 penalties, 99 yards, three of the 15-yard variety with the unsportsmanlike and the bumping the official and all that stuff. Composure. They got to find that here.
That's the thing that bothered me the most about this game, JP. And certainly the defense not playing well is a concern, but look, I heard the guys on the broadcast saying this referee crew had a itchy trigger finger. I'm sorry, if you don't headbutt a guy 2 feet in front of the ref, he can't call you for headbutting a guy, okay? Malik Jackson, that's on Malik. It's not on an itchy trigger finger referee. If you don't stand over a guy out of bounds, no matter how long you do it, you're not going to get called for taunting, Miles Jack. You can, you know, to me, these guys have to take responsibility for their own actions, and you know, particularly after a couple of these calls, maybe the refs aren't.
Well, just going through the game, obviously, you know, they made a lot of plays early on, jumped on us pretty good. They're about to go up 17-0, and we blocked the extra point, ran it back for two, and then worked our way back into a tie game. And then got the ball at half, went down the field, stalled out, you know, kicked the field goal. But at the same time, you know, we didn't do enough. And like I told the players, you know, it's really, you know, all three phases. Starts with me, then the assistant coaches and the players. Got to do a better job of our composure, obviously, with the penalties. You know, we got to give credit to San Francisco. You know, they made plays. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And we did make plays. At the end of the day, we had three turnovers, you know, resulting in 21 points, which is difficult. Two out of three. One was a really good interception, I thought. One-handed, we got to get the ball over him. The other two, we had some miscommunication. Which starts with me, to the coaches, to the players. We've got to clean that up, obviously. And we got to get ready. We're 2-1 in this quarter, the fourth quarter of the season. And, you know, we got to get ourselves back. And it's the one thing this team has done. They've always come back strong, you know. So I expect the same thing. I told them we'll be heightened awareness, and we'll get ready for we'll look at this game, correct the mistakes, and we'll go on to Nashville and play a good Tennessee team that beat us early in the year.
Is it difficult to consider the division championship after a game like today?
I don't think. I think, you know, it's this is what I told the team afterwards. You know, Sam Ryan, I said, hey, listen, you know, we've earned that. You know, obviously, you know, we won 10 football games, and we've earned it, but we really can't celebrate it. Because, and that's really the part of it. So, you know, we know that there's something for us this postseason. We know there's a sense of accomplishment, but that's something that we'll look back on.
right now our focus is, you know, correcting that, doing a better job, you know what I'm saying, and getting ourselves ready to play, you know, the final game of the season.
Coach, I know the 49ers are not a team you're going to have to look forward to, you know, in the long run. But, like, how much do you think they can improve upon the fact of having Garoppolo now and having one four straight under him as a starter?
You see, I just watched the games with Jimmy Garoppolo playing. You know, so I thought they were doing a great job, and I thought their defense was starting to gel and really doing a nice job communication-wise, and you know, special teams was playing well. So I just saw a team, you know, that happens in the first year that is really a strong football team that has, you know, obviously they got after our ass today. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for them. I thought, you know, they did a good job, and that's pretty much it.
Doug, there seemed to be some stuff going on the sidelines between Leak and Colvin and then Keenan and Cole. I mean, was there some discipline issues on either side there?
No, I've always been okay with the sideline stuff. It's a very emotional game. The sideline situations, those things have happened throughout my career all the time. Believe me, it stays right where it is. I mean, that's the one thing. But where I do have an issue, Mike, is our composure on the field or our coach on the sideline when the players are on the field. You know what I'm saying? Which that didn't happen, but our composure on the field, that's where, you know, the sideline stuff, you're not going to get penalized for. You know, emotions are going to go on, and that happens, and that's part of the game. Controlling our emotions when we're on the field, that affects the team, and that's what we got to do a better job of.
Malik have a big issue with that as a general rule?
What's that?
Does Malik have an issue with that as a general rule?
I mean, I would look at the – I mean, there's too much. It's not just on one person. You know what I'm saying? There's just too much of that. You know, we've had this before, you know, and it's addressed and something that, you know, obviously we need to do a much better job of. And it starts with me. I mean, you know, I've got to do a better job with the players and, you know, making them understand that, you know, when you put your – when you do those types of things, you know, you hurt the team. They understand it, but in the moment – that's what separates, you know, the good teams, you know, from the teams that, you know, make mistakes that can, you know, cause you to lose games. On the good teams, all that emotion is controlled or directed, you know what I'm saying, you know, the right way, you know, to help yourself. And that's something that, you know, I've got to do a better job of teaching and explaining and get our players to understand that.
A letter, 48 yards, like 14 or 18 carries. How concerning is it the run game hasn't fired that well the last month, you know, in terms of the big runs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe that. I mean, we just got to continue to keep, you know, working and doing a better job. I think that, you know, early on there was, you know, again, you know, I've got to do a better job, communicate to the players, the coaches. We got to put our guys in a little bit better situation. You know, there's some free hitters, you know, sometimes over there. You know, they did a good job with the box and got after us a little bit. And then the game was away, but then when it's tied, we had the ability to run it again, and then it got away from us again. So we really didn't have a lot of time where, you know, we felt that, at least I felt, you know, that, you know, we could have, you know, committed to it when we were falling behind. But I think we, you know, like anything else, we all wanted to do a better job of that, running the football.
Blake, today, interception with Cole, was that a situation where Cole was supposed to keep going and he didn't?
Well, there's a couple of things. That was a miscommunication, and then the both of them. You know what I'm saying? The one on the go route on the side and then the one coming across. The only one that wasn't was the one where we've got to get it over that guy, and he made a good play. You know, the one-handed play. Good play by him. Well, listen, as bad as it is, I just want to make sure everyone, you know, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday. All right.
Yeah,
thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug. Merry Christmas.
Oh, right. I mean, look, we acknowledged all along, as he was having the best three-game stretch of his career, continue to point out that, hey, the two previous games, he was under 58% completion percentage and he threw for about $150 in each of them. Okay, so it wasn't like this was a season-long trend. He was on a fantastic roll, but it came to mostly an end today. The pick six was something he had been able to avoid all year long. And, you know, just it wasn't his best effort all around. It was one of those games. I think if you're Doug Marrone and you want the attention of your team, the chances are, look, Pittsburgh's probably going to win tomorrow and Pittsburgh and New England win next week. So even if the Jags had won today, chances are they're going to end up the three seed. So from the positive standpoint, Doug Marrone can say, hey, look, you guys are nowhere near as good as you think you are. And I think there was some of that that went on with the defense today. You saw they didn't know how to handle it. Colvin and Malik were at each other's throats on the sideline because the 49ers went up and down the field on them a couple of times, and their heads were spinning, I think. So, you know, realize you've got to show up with that same intensity, and the intensity's fine. But you got to execute as well, and they didn't do that much at all today. I mean, again, right down to the final touchdown, you got a chance to get them off the field. No matter how unlikely it is that, you know, you hold them to the field goal and you come back and go all the way down the field and score a touchdown and send this game to overtime, the chance was there, and you let Breida get loose for a long touchdown around the end. So.
Poor athletic trainer Rod Scott was in the middle of Malik and Colvin there with Gatorade all over him.
Better him than me, man, I'll tell you. Loose. I mean, you saw Keelan Cole. Wasn't this a defense? Keelan Cole got all hot and had to be restrained by Keenan McCardell and Alan Hearns. Don't quite know what the genesis of that was, but he wasn't handling things very well either.
But that's part of the composure that Doug Marrone talked about after the game. Not just the penalty aspect, but on the sideline when things aren't going well. They've got to learn to manage it here in the final week of the season and then into the postseason as well. We'll return with the lightning-fast question for you tonight. Mike Dempsey, no Fred Taylor in the house tonight. Jags fall in San Francisco, 44-33 the final. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Holiday scratch-offs from the Florida Lottery offer over $139 million in prizes. Oh, they're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Like Great Aunt Mimi, everyone you know named Tom, your nosy neighbors, your boss, your boss's boss. And with 14.5 million winning tickets, your gift can keep on giving. To the new guy, Stephen, or is it Stefan? Maggie from work, Maggie from Pilates, Maggie with a Y. Mr. Jones, no, the other one. Oh, you get the point. Holiday scratch-offs from the Florida Lottery. Oh, it's your ticket. Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
Take the guesswork out of gift giving with Pandora Jewelry. Discover specially curated gift sets for everyone on your list, like the Wonderland Bracelet gift set for the woman who likes to sparkle in sync with the season. Find wonderful gifts that are wonderfully thoughtful. Shop Pandora Jewelry now and gift something wonderful. Gift sets available while supplies last. Available at participating retailers. No substitutions.
Visit the Pandora store in Jacksonville at St. John's Town Center and Artsy Abode locations throughout North Florida or visit artsyabode.com.
At EverBank, defined by performance isn't just a tagline. They live it. So if you're looking to buy a house or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399-805.
Jaguars postgame continues. Final score 44-33. 49ers over the Jags. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, no Fred Taylor tonight. The Jags are the AFC South champions with the Titans lost to the Rams today. So that means the Jags will host a playoff game at EverBank Field. So ticketing information will likely come out. More info on single game tickets for the playoff game will come out probably later this week. Jaguars.com/playoffs for now to check out the latest information. The opt-in for season ticket members is already passed. There'll be a premium pre-sale coming up before the general on-sale date. So that should be probably in the next week or so. And if things happen tomorrow, if the Steelers win tomorrow, the Jags are assured the number three seed, and they'll play in that wild card weekend. So you could have some information as soon as Tuesday if that were to happen tomorrow. So it's time for the Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game. This week for Mike Dempsey. Brought to you by Xfinity. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. Number one, what's up with the defense?
Well, we know the defense is much better than they showed today, right? So I'm going to write this off to a one-game aberration. I don't know what else you can do. Look, the pass rush has been dominant all year. The secondary has been phenomenal all year. The one thing that concerns me, JP, is the backs out of the backfield and the tight ends, the guys, you know, it's not the flashy wide receivers that the Jaguars need to worry about. They generally shut those guys down. I think teams are going to take a long, hard look at some of the film in the games where teams were successful offensively. We go back to the Austin Eckler again in the L.A. Charger game. There have been other backs that have really hurt the Jags catching the ball out of the backfield. That's the one little weak spot they have. But overall, I don't think you'll see anything close to what you saw today again.
Number two, what's up with Blake?
Well, I mean, look, Blake is Blake, right? I don't think we felt like Blake was never going to throw another interception or would never have another bad game again. At least I didn't feel that way. He's still a guy that can ride awfully hot and cold. You can break down his turnovers individually and say, well, there was blame to go around. The bottom line is you throw three picks, it's kind of on you here. Granted, he doesn't have the most experienced wide receiver corps, but he didn't have that last week either. And he got the job done, and he got it done much more efficiently. He was off target today. He's going to have to be better if they expect to advance in the playoffs.
Number three, finally, we heard Doug Marrone say he wants to be aggressive, win the last game, go in with a little momentum in the playoffs no matter what happens. Does the approach change if something happens tomorrow if the Steelers clinch this thing up?
I can't speak for Doug Marrone, but if the Jags are locked into the three spot, I am not playing. Why would you risk Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Boye and some of the key players that you're going to need no matter who you face in the first round of the playoffs? I think you do the best thing you can to preserve your team, make sure they're healthy. It's not like you're going to have a week off for guys to get rusty. That's the approach I would take. It's what the Jags did in 2007. They got blown out in the final game. Did not matter. Matter as they went up to Pittsburgh and won. I think you do what, in if it were me, what's best to protect your own team.
There you have it, the Xfinity Lightning Fast questions and answers from Mike Dempsey. We'll return with highlights from this one, plenty of them. 44-33, 49ers over the Jaguars in Week 16. The Jags are the AFC South champions, and this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Who is the Jaguars MVP? At Mellow Mushroom, it all depends on their favorite ingredients. This season, six Jaguar stars will customize their own specialty pizza to be featured on the menu at Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville. A percentage of each pizza sold will benefit a charity of the player's choice. Jalen Ramsey and Mercedes Lewis pizzas are now available. Which Jaguar will create the most valuable pizza? Visit Mellow Mushroom this season and vote with your taste buds for who you think is the winner. Go to mellowmushroom.com for locations near you.
Get your game on with Konica Minolta. Let us reshape and revolutionize your workplace of the future with our innovative ideas and solutions. No matter what size your business is, we'll coach you to enhance your productivity and bottom line. Visit us at reshapework.com. Add Konica Minolta to your team for the most productive season ever.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hi, this is Tony Baselli. It's no secret that I love the sandwiches at Daily's Dash. But there's one sandwich that stands above the rest of them and it keeps me coming back over and over again. It's called the Boss. They pile that bad boy with lots of roast beef, Munster cheese, roasted mushrooms, caramelized onions, and of course some Dash sauce. Which, as much as I travel during football season, this sandwich is one more thing that makes me eager to get back to Jacksonville. I could eat the Boss every day. Daily's, a local Jacksonville company. It's nicer here.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. I've been doing this for 20 years, but success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Thank you for helping me move this thing along. You helped me get this thing going in the early days by telling 20 of your closest friends about Tito's. They told 20 more, and it kept growing from there. We wouldn't be where we are today without your support. Thank you very much. Go to titosvodka.com and pick up some Tito's gear. All proceeds benefit our charity partners. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. titosvodka.com.
At EverBank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC.
.433 the final, 49ers over the Jags. Jaguars postgame rolls along. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, no Fred Taylor tonight. Let's get to the highlights from this one. Boy, were there some highlights in this one. Opening drive. The first time this year the Jags defense has allowed an opening drive touchdown by the opponent, Garoppolo, from a yard.
High formation, quarterback sneak. Garoppolo is into the end zone for the touchdown. Quarterback sneak, touchdown, and the 49ers go right down the field. And they strike first.
10 plays, 79 yards, 4 minutes, 42 seconds, 7 zip, San Francisco. Gold hit a 27-yarder, made it 10-0 49ers. Blake Bortles had not thrown a pick six all year until this play. Johnson to the house.
Dropping the throw is Bortles. Fires middle of the field. That ball is going to be picked off. Tipped and picked off. This is going to be a pick six for the 49ers. It was tipped and intercepted. And Dante Johnson is going to run it back. A defensive touchdown for San Francisco, and they extend the lead.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed. 16-0. They lined up for the extra point. The Jags block it. Aaron Colvin's going to take it back.
Extra point is blocked. The Jags are going to try and pick it up. They are going to pick it up. Now, this could be a two-point score. Aaron Colvin's going to run it back. They have blocked the extra point. Aaron Colvin is going to run it back. So the Jags are going to wind up getting 2 points out of this thing on a blocked extra point returned by Aaron Colvin.
16-2 was the score at that point. And believe it or not, that kind of turned the tide of the first half. The Jags got the ball, went 11 plays, 75 yards. Leonard Fournette from a yard out.
Under center is Bortles. The give to Fournette. Leonard leans forward, extended the football. No signal yet. Now touchdown. He extended the football into the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Yeah, the Jags were down 16-9 at that point. But here come the 49ers again. They went 10 plays, 73 yards, but Barry Church with a pick in the end zone.
Long snap count. He drops the throw. Looks. Fires to the back of the end zone. Diving attempt at the interception. And I think the Jags have picked this off in the end zone. Barry Church has picked it off in the end zone, and the Jags turn away the 49ers here. What a play by Barry Church.
And then the Jags drive 8 plays, 80 yards. Bortles on a deflected ball. Jalen Strong there for a touchdown.
He drops the throw. First and goal from the 5. Blake looks, steps up, fires in and out of the hands of Fournette, and then caught on the rebound by Jalen Strong for the touchdown. It went in and out of the hands of Fournette, and a diving touchdown catch by Jalen Strong.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah, Strong sighting for the first time. He was on the active roster, but inactive early in the year on the practice squad the last 5 weeks. Activated yesterday. He scores a touchdown today. That tied the game 16-16 at the break. The Jags had the lead 19-16 on an early Lambeau field goal in the second half, 45-yarder. So 19-16, the Jags' next possession. Bortles picked again.
Shotgun for Blake. He drops. Looks. Fires deep down the field. It is picked off. That ball is intercepted, and the 49ers are running it back inside the 30-yard line. Kaywan Williams makes the interception.
And that's set up a short field for the 49ers. 26-yard scoring drive. Garoppolo to George Kittle. 8-yard touchdown. 23-19 San Francisco. Jags had a punt again. Garoppolo, next drive, finds Trent Taylor. 5-yard score.
Garoppolo in a shotgun, looks to throw, looks to his left, now scrambles a little bit, still looking toward the end zone, fires into the end zone, and that is going to be caught for the touchdown.
Wow.
Garoppolo scrambled left, kept his eyes downfield, fired into the end zone for the touchdown.
By the way, that was the drive that had the taunting and the Ngakoue bumping the referee, the forward progress call that was a fumble but was whistled dead, and the Dante Fowler Jr. clothesline play, all before that Trent Taylor touchdown. The next possession for the Jags, Bortles picked for a third time.
Shotgun for Blake. Throws it along the right side as it's picked off. That was a bad throw. Intercepted along the far sideline. Running it back with the 49ers. He got it inside the 20-yard line. Akello Witherspoon.
Yeah, Witherspoon with a pick. Carlos Hyde scored 3 plays later. 6 yards out. 37-19 San Francisco. They seem to have it in hand. but the Jags just hung around in this game. A 16-play drive, 86 yards in just over 4 minutes. Yeldon from a yard out to keep it a game.
Inside handoff to Yeldon. That time he's into the end zone for the touchdown. T.J. Yeldon, a one-yard touchdown run.
And the two-point conversion from Koyak, 37-27. The Jags on the onside kick got it. Bortles found O'Shaughnessy 3 plays later for an 11-yard score.
Bortles dropped. Fires toward the end zone. That is caught for the touchdown by James O'Shaughnessy. An 11-yard touchdown pass and another touchdown for Jacksonville.
An extra point would have made it a 3-point game, but Lambeau hit the upright. No good on the extra point. No good on the ensuing onside kick. Malik headbutted a guy. Got a 15-yard penalty. Breda goes 30 yards for a touchdown. 44-33, the final score.
A lot of highlights, a lot of lowlights right there. I mean, it's an exciting game to watch if you didn't have anything invested in the outcome of it. I don't think Jaguar fans would probably agree that it was the most exciting game from their perspective.
But
look, bottom line, they won the division, you know, and they didn't back into it. There's no such thing as backing into it. They won more games. They won enough games that they needed to, enough division games. They're division champs, and put this one behind them.
Everbank Stats Check when we return. Jags fall 44-33 to the San Francisco 49ers. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
At Everbank, defined by performance isn't just a tagline. They live it. So if you're looking to buy a house or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an Everbank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Everbank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399805.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha, night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Relax. It's just a sleepover. Besides, we've got DirecTV, so we've totally got this.
Okay, kids, movie time!
Maybe not, with your satellite dish in this heavy storm.
Who is that?
Me? I'm the legal disclaimer.
Fine. We'll play musical chairs instead.
You have 2 chairs and a couch.
Don't let DirecTV rain on your parade. Xfinity delivers reliable TV service, rain or shine. Severe weather, heavy rain or snow may interfere with the satellite signal, causing the picture to freeze or pixelate.
The only way to top a Jaguars touchdown is with an extra point, right? Well, for 6 big fun points, score 1 touchdown of a vacation with a Carnival cruise from Jacksonville. Sail to the Caribbean, Bahamas, or Bermuda aboard the Way Fun Carnival Elation. Plus, the ship is now sporting 4 new bars and restaurants, including signature Guy Fieri burgers, a new water park, and for the first time ever, more balcony staterooms. Talk about the extra point, Jacksonville? No, that's a 2-point conversion. Visit Carnival.com today to find your cruise and a great deal.
Jaguars post game, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, no Fred Taylor tonight. Tony Smith, Linda Fortunato in, Ashlyn Sullivan, John Shadrick's in tonight, too. Jags fall in week 16.
Merry Christmas, Papa Shadrick.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody, yeah, man. It is Merry Christmas. Jags are AFC South
champions.
And it's
still right. They're the champs, man.
They'll have a home playoff game, most likely in the wild card round, unless some weird things happen with the Steelers down the stretch here. So it could be a whole lot worse than it has been around here over the last few years. Let's get to the Everbank stats check from this game. Total yardage today in favor of the Jags skewed towards the end, 472 to 369 in favor of the Jaguars. Rushing yardage, 131 to 92 in favor of the 49ers. Passing net, 380 to 238 in favor of the Jaguars. Penalty yardage, the key today for the Jags, one of them. 12 penalties, 99 yards marked off against the Jaguars. 8 for 68 for the 49ers. Time of possession right around even, less than a minute away from even, in fact, in this game. So turnovers, 3 giveaways for the Jaguars, turned into 21 points for the 49ers, and that really turned this game.
No question about it, JP. Breaking it down individually here, Blake Bortles, as we mentioned, completed 64% of his passes, but 30 out of 50 for 382. Couple of touchdowns, had the three crippling interceptions today, a quarterback rating of just over 75. Meanwhile, Jimmy Garoppolo, 21 out of 30 for 242, a couple of touchdowns, the one interception by Barry Church. You think about that. We talked about that right before the or at halftime. That happened close to before the half and allowed the Jags to go down and drive down. They could have put that game not out of reach, but it could have looked a lot worse than it was at halftime had Church not made that play. Garoppolo ends up with a quarterback rating of 102.4. Leonard Fournette on the ground today, 18 carries, 48 yards, only averaged 2.7 yards per carry. You contrast that with Matt Breida, who had 11 carries for 74 yards, including that 30-yard touchdown to cap the scoring today. Carlos Hyde, 21 carries, netted him 54 yards. He scored as well. Garoppolo scored on the ground. T.J. Yeldon got a rushing touchdown for the Jags as well. Keelan Cole statistically continued his hot streak with 6 grabs for 108 yards, 18 per catch. Of course, he did slow up on that first Bortles interception as well that cost the Jags mightily. Dede Westbrook, 4 catches for 74. T.J. Yeldon caught 7 out of the backfield for 64 yards today. O'Shaughnessy and Jalen Strong caught touchdowns for the Jaguars. It was Kyle Juszczyk with 5 catches for 76 yards, hurting the Jaguars out of the backfield. And surprisingly, as much talk as there was about Zane Beatles manning the right tackle spot and how they were down to like their 5th right tackle, Jags got a lone sack on Jimmy Garoppolo today, just one, and that was Yannick Ngakoue running him down from behind. Paul Posluszny led the way with 6 solo tackles, part of 9 total. Calais Campbell, 8 tackles today, including 5 solos for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Solomon Thomas had the lone sack for the 49ers.
There's a lot of talk about this Niners offensive line today and how the Jags defensive line would have a big day and avenge the Pro Bowl snubs and all of that, but the one sack was a coverage sack.
Absolutely. I mean, it was almost, you know, a running play at the point. Garoppolo broke out of there. He's running towards the line of scrimmage. But, you know, give Yannick Ngakoue credit. He made the play. But, yeah, it wasn't like Garoppolo, you know, Garoppolo is a shifty guy, by the way. He knows how to extend the play. He's pretty quick, able to roll the pocket a little bit today. That certainly helped, much as it helps with Blake doing the same thing. But, yeah, I think the Jags probably licking their chops a little bit at the thought of going up against Zane Beatles and really didn't produce, at least on that matchup.
We'll come back with our player of the game voting. The Jags fall 44-33 to the San Francisco 49ers. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Here's what our members say about the Vistar Credit Union experience.
I opened up an account here because it was easy.
And all the services they provide without any additional cost, it's amazing.
I do all my business here now. It's one-stop shopping for me. They never forget it's my money.
To join, visit any branch or vistarcu.org. At Vistar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA. All new accounts subject to approval.
The kick is up. It's good! It's time for Field Goals for Firehouse. You can score a medium Firehouse sub when you donate $5 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more on the Wednesday following the game, get a medium sub with a $5 donation to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Sub.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at Everbank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
We'll be right back. When it comes to the entertainment you love, X1 gives you more. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. Jaguars postgame, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, no Fred Taylor tonight. Time for the player of the game voting. I'll get a vote. Mike, you'll get a vote. And in place of Fred Taylor, Tony Smith gets the vote and a half if there is a tiebreak situation tonight. Go for it, Mike.
All right.
I'll let you lead off tonight.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel here a little bit today. I'm going to go. I was down to two guys. I'm going to go with Jalen Strong as the Jaguars player of the game. And here's why. He scored the touchdown and made a nice concentration catch on the ricochet. And that touchdown mattered at that point, right? Yeah. That was the touchdown. The Jags were right back in the football game, started fresh. I thought about O'Shaughnessy, who had a couple more catches, but in terms of yards, you know, 3 for 38 compared to 5 for 39, you know, 6 of 1, half dozen of the other. I went with Jalen Strong's 3 for 38, including what turned out to be the tying touchdown in the first half. So he's my vote for player of the game. JP?
Yeah, this is all over the board tonight because there's everybody on this stat sheet tonight. It's a good thing, but probably didn't do such a good thing
right.
as well. I mean, there's a mixed bag in this game tonight. So can't go Blake, obviously, 3 interceptions. Keelan Cole had 108 yards, but 6 catches. He was targeted 13 times. He didn't catch it 7 times. So that's not ideal.
And also, you know, the one play where he kind of stopped running that led to the first interception is the one that really kept me from giving it to Keelan.
Yeah. I'll give it to T.J. Yeldon. 7 catches, 64 yards. He was targeted 10 times, but he also had 5 carries for 13 yards and a touchdown. So
Bama homer.
Excuse me. Sure, why not? That's all I got for you tonight. What do you got?
All right, Tony, Yeldon Strong, Tony Smith, you get to decide who the player of the game is, basically, with your vote and a half.
Yeah, do you know how all over the place this thing was? I told you I was considering two guys. Neither of the guys y'all mentioned is how all over the place it is for me. I'll go Barry Church, I guess, because he had the pick in the end zone, which really turned the tide back in the Jaguars' favor late in the first half. Got him back into the game, really, kind of, sort of. There's not a whole lot to love about what they did today. Keelan Cole, it should be mentioned, became the first Jaguars rookie to ever have back-to-back 100-yard games.
And in the one prior to that, he had 99.
Yeah, so he's obviously on a very, very good run, but you stop on a route, and it leads directly to an interception. It's hard to give you a player of the game, even accomplishing that kind of feat. So I guess that means Barry Church is the player of the game.
I guess
on a defense that gave up 44.
I just took the whole defense out of consideration. I was not considering anybody on that side of the ball today.
And now, to their credit, one of the touchdowns was a pick six. They didn't give it up, but it'll go on the record and all that stuff. So
37 points.
Yes.
There you go.
Indeed.
That makes me feel much better.
So Barry Church, by voting, is the Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. We'll come back with the injury report. Jags fall 44-33 to the Niners. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Who is the Jaguars MVP? At Mellow Mushroom, it all depends on their favorite ingredients. This season, 6 Jaguar stars will customize their own specialty pizza to be featured on the menu at Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville. A percentage of each pizza sold will benefit a charity of the player's choice. Jalen Ramsey and Mercedes Lewis pizzas are now available. Which Jaguar will create the most valuable pizza? Visit Mellow Mushroom this season and vote with your taste buds for who you think is the winner. Go to mellowmushroom.com for locations near you.
As a community, we recognize the value of water, because when you start talking about one water, whether it's potable or whether it's reclaimed or wastewater, we're trying to use our sources really wisely. We at JEA, we are responsible for managing the Floridan aquifer, that it's there for the future. I'm Renetta Marshall, and I am Director of Project Engineering and Construction for Water and Wastewater.
It's up to all of us to take care of our water. Find out what you can do at jea.com/onewater.
How do you become the official truck of the NFL? You make it tough with high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy. You make it smart with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. You make it for work. And the weekend. Ford F-Series, making tough jobs easier year after year. That's how you become America's best-selling truck 40 years straight. Score one at your local Ford dealer.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
Ed, get in here and shut the door.
What's up, boss?
What's up? You have to ask, Ed?
Yes, sir. Usually, sir.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correctamundo, sir. Just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed. I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. It's a good thing I got to you before your first delivery.
Well, I already spread the word, sir, and...
Naked?
Oh, no.
He's what? Naked?
Naked.
He's naked.
Hi, this is Tony Baselli. It's no secret that I love the sandwiches at Daily's Dash. But there's one sandwich that stands above the rest of them, and it keeps me coming back over and over again. It's called the Boss. They pile that bad boy with lots of roast beef, Munster cheese, roasted mushrooms, caramelized onions, and of course, some Dash sauce. Which, as much as I travel during football season, this sandwich is one more thing that makes me eager to get back to Jacksonville. I could eat the Boss every day. Daily's, a local Jacksonville company. It's nicer here.
The injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. Jaguars postgame, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. A few notables down out of this game. Cam Robinson, left tackle and ab strain, out. Blair Brown, the second quarter of the game, tripped and hit his head on the ground on special teams. Kind of a weird, the play was over and it was off to the side and he got tripped up and fell awkwardly. They took him straight back to the locker room, evaluated for a concussion, ruled out of the football game. Jalen Strong, fourth quarter, was holding that left knee. He walked off under his own power. That's the good sign. Those are the three big ones. A few other guys, of course, get banged up a bit in this game. But the question moving ahead here is the receiving core, of course. Allen Hurns was on the practice field this week, was not activated for this game. He was inactive. And Marquise Lee was out of this game. So do you bring him back next week, depending on what the Steelers do? Do you wait and just give him another week and be ready for the round?
If Hurns is ready to play, I think you want to play him to get the rust off, right? I mean, just if that's a situation where I would play him, the sense I got with Marquise Lee is that he's not going to be ready for next week, and I think I let Marquise just heal up as best as he can and hopefully be ready for the first round because you're overwhelmingly likely to be playing then. So I think that's how I would approach it. You know, I think the big mystery is how they approach the overall aspect of this game, and I know in the immediate aftermath, Doug Marrone says, we're going to go out there to win a football game, get back to our winning ways. Jags have not lost two in a row all year long, JP.
True.
I don't know how much that means to them when you weigh it versus potentially having nothing to play for in terms of seeding at all whatsoever. And if that's the case, to me, I've already said I would protect the guys that are banged up. I mean, you saw Keelan Cole got down late in this football game. You're thinking, man, I mean, this guy has been the best receiver on the team over the last 3 weeks. You cannot afford to be without him right now. So that's what I worry about going into next week. I know you can talk about you can get hurt any week, but not every week do you have nothing to gain by sitting guys out or playing them.
Good point. We'll see how that goes over the week here ahead of the New Year's Eve game. We'll preview next week's game, the Jags and the Titans. When we return, it's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
At EverBank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars. EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC.
A house without a fence is like a picture without a frame. You finally own your dream home. So frame your house with a quality fence from Superior Fence and Rail. Whether you're looking for privacy fencing or decorative fencing, a superior quality fence will define your home's boundary with style. Superior Fence and Rail, where quality matters. If you're on the fence about a fence, SuperiorFenceAndRail.com.
SuperiorFenceAndRail.com.
Moments, Jaguars postgame. Jags fall 44-33 to the San Francisco 49ers. Next week, the Jags and the Tennessee Titans, Nissan Stadium, Nashville, Tennessee. Scheduled for 1 o'clock. The word is it could be flexed to either the 4 o'clock window or even the primetime window. That was before the Jags lost today, before the Jags clinched the division today. The NBC folks take the best playoff notable game and put it into that primetime window in week 17. There's no primetime game right now in week 17. They always upgrade a game to that primetime window. So with the Jags clinching the division, you would think they wouldn't get the primetime game, depending on the seeding. And now if the Steelers win tomorrow and everything's done, the seeding, then maybe it goes to 4 o'clock because of the Titans. They have to get in the playoffs somehow. That's where we're kind of unknown. We won't know. Maybe later tonight the league would put something out. That would be the earliest.
I think you would have Buffalo and Tennessee and the Chargers all playing at the same time if you possibly could. I mean, if the Chargers win and Tennessee loses, you know, even if the game is meaningless for Jacksonville in the standings, it means a lot for Tennessee. Winning, they're in. If they lose and the Chargers win, the Chargers are going to leapfrog them. I think Buffalo needs both the Chargers and the Titans to lose to leapfrog the pair of those teams. Ravens just need to win and they're in. So even though the Jags may not have anything on the line in terms of seeding, the Tennessee Titans certainly will in terms of even getting into the postseason.
1 o'clock for now. Keep you posted on Jaguars.com for the latest on time changes for this football game. So also check Jaguars social media as well. That'll do it for our coverage on the network tonight. If you're on our flagship station, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Director of Broadcasting, Patrick Cavanaugh. Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are the producers. Ashlyn Sullivan directs the show for Jaguars.com. For Jeff Loggeman and Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying good night. Final score, 49ers 44. Jaguars 33, the Jags are the AFC South champions, and this is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.